Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. This is the Ash'ar of Arif Billah Hazrat Aqdas Hazrat Maana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Nawar Allahu Marqadahu. The title is Zindagi Meri Pabande Sunnat Rahe.
بس میرے دل میں تیری محبت رہے بس میرے دل میں تیری محبت رہے زندگی میری پابند سنت رہے سامنے ایسا خوف قیامت رہے سامنے ایسا خوف قیامت رہے سب گناہوں سے میری حفاظت رہے میں جہاں بھی رہوں جس فضا میں رہوں میں جہاں بھی رہوں جس فضا میں رہوں میرا تقوی ہمیشہ سلامت رہے بس میرے دل میں تیری محبت رہے بس میرے دل میں تیری محبت رہے زندگی میری پابند سنت رہے ساری دنیا ہی سے مجھ کو نفرت رہے ساری دنیا ہی سے مجھ کو نفرت رہے بس تیرے نام کی دل میں لذت رہے میرے دل میں تیرا درد الفت رہے میرے دل میں تیرا درد الفت رہے میری دنیا الفت سلامت رہے عاشقوں میں میرا نام لکھ جائے گا عاشقوں میں میرا نام لکھ جائے گا اپنے اعمال پر گر ندامت رہے تیری مرضی پہ ہر آرزو ہو فدا تیری مرضی پہ ہر آرزو ہو فدا اور دل میں بھی اس کی نہ حسرت رہے بس میرے دل میں تیری محبت رہے بس میرے دل میں تیری محبت رہے زندگی میری پابند سنت رہے میرا بس دل میں درد محبت رہے میرا بس دل میں درد محبت رہے میری دنیا الفت سلامت رہے روز و شب قلب اختر کی ہے یہ دعا روز و شب قلب اختر کی ہے یہ دعا میرے مولا میری استقامت رہے میرے مولا میری استقامت رہے بس میرے دل میں تیری محبت رہے بس میرے دل میں تیری محبت رہے زندگی میری پابند سنت رہے میں جہاں بھی رہوں جس فضا میں رہوں میں جہاں بھی رہوں جس فضا میں رہوں میرا تقویٰ ہمیشہ سلامت رہے
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى اما بعد friend it is not my work really to be translating but when the command of the seniors and the elders come then we have to say amanna saddaqna and in this is our success ye hazrat wala rahmatullah alayhi wa dada sheikh has written great couplets of love of allah subhanahu wa taala and of all and of following in the mubarak sunnah of nabi akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam a person like me bereft of these qualities I'll just try and literally, because I know Urdu a little bit, I'll try and literally translate this. Otherwise, really, the object of this ashar is that the lessons that are taught in it should come into our life. And make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that my ears are closest to my mouth, so that before my voice reaches you, I'm speaking to myself. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it that this love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala really comes into my life and into the lives of everybody else. Because in it is that is our success. Success in this world, at the time of death, in the qabr, and in the akhirah. Really, the difficulties of the day of Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us all. The other day we were just reading a few du'as of wudu, which are not from hadith, but du'as taught to us by elders, by our Buzurganuddin. And one du'a, then you see their focus was just akhirat. Focus was all the time, just the day of Qiyamah. How are we going to stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allahumma a'tina kutubana bi'aymanina, wa la taj'alna min ashabi shimal, while they were washing their hands. Oh Allah, give us our books of deeds in our right hand. Don't make us from those who will get the books in the left hand. Allahumma thabbit aqdamana ala sirat, yawma tazillu fihi al-aqdam. While washing the feet, oh Allah, keep our feet steadfast on the sirat, on the full sirat, the day when feet will be slipping, when we will be falling in the fire of Jahannam. Oh Allah, save us from the difficulties of this. So these are people who really had the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is what we come here to acquire. Really, if you see, shaitan, who made him Iblis? Who made him commit the first wrong? When he got the command from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make sajda, nearly every night is coming in the paras now in Tarawih. Aba, he refused. But who made him refuse? There was no shaitan, there was no Iblis. Just now Mulana was mentioning that Ramadan Sharif, shayateen are chained. And still we are doing wrong. Person like me, still lazy to do this and lazy to do that and lazy to come towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, lazy in my tilawat, lazy in my other aspects. So who do I blame then? Shaitan is chained. So these are great ash'ar of love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Had Iblis had the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at that time, he would definitely have responded and adhered to the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Wala rahmatullah alayhi has titled this poem, Zindagi Meri Paabandi Sunnat Rahe. That, oh Allah, may it be that my life be Paabandi Sunnat. I must be punctual, I must be constant on the sunnah, on practicing on the sunnat of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself has said, that لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. Most certainly, the best way of life for you is the lifestyle of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We learn here that Hazrat Mawlana Abraham al-Hassab rahmatullah alayhi used to say that sunnat ka tariqa ashal tariqa. That the way of the sunnat of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is the easiest way of life to follow. Any occasion comes in the house, any occasion comes in a person's life. Hazrat Shaykh Mawlana Muhammad Zakariya sahab rahmatullah alayhi, when his daughters were getting married and people asked him, Hazrat, no prayer. He said, well, nikah is an ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To read four rakats of sunnat of Isha Salah is an ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To read four rakats of sunnat. Now we're not sending out invitation cards that I'm going to be reading four rakats of sunnat. I'm going for my Isha Salah. I'm going for my Fajr Salah. So that was an ibadat. This is an ibadat. That is an ibadat. What is the difference? So very, very easy is the way of life of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ahsan tariqa, most beautiful, ajmal tariqa, akmal tariqa, the most complete way of life. In it there is only ease for us. When we will waver and stray from the sunnat of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then we are only going to bring difficulty upon ourselves. We're going to bring formalities in our life. We're going to make ourselves bound by things which are not necessary. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with understanding. In the first couplet, Hazrat Wala rahmatullah alayhi saying, Bas mere dil mein teri muhabbat rahe, Zindagi meri paabandi sunnat rahe. That, oh Allah, may it be that in my heart there be nothing else, only your love. Only your, and love is that quality in which a person doesn't see what he is getting in return. Wallahi, when the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will come into the heart, like our Hazrat teaches us here, if a person every morning wakes up and finds a basket of fresh fruit at his door, A grade, export quality, different varieties, peaches, pears, apples, now we're fasting and taking name of all these things, all the ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and if he finds all this basket there every morning, maybe what if he finds an envelope with a few couple of hundred rands, 200, 500 rands, and he doesn't know who is giving this. And he makes an effort. He wakes up tomorrow early in the morning, his seat is there already. Next day earlier, is there already. Eventually, one day he sees who brings this basket. Nobody will have to give him a bayan in future that you must respect this person. In fact, he will tell his family members also, this person is so kind to us. Hey, does so much for us. He's bringing fruit for us, bringing milk for us, leaving an envelope of money for us every day. And he doesn't expect anything in return. Now that love of that person will come into our heart because of his kindness. The kindness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The air that we breathe, the clothes that we wear, the home that we live in, the families that we have, the conveyances. When we learned here that our lives are better than the lives of the kings of the past. We eating biryani and we eating samosas and we eating pies, and these were things, these were delicacies which people used to see once in a year. People used to, maybe last year, the charity organization in Acton-ville were going out to give out meat parcels at the time of Qurbani. There was a lady in one of the flats, she cried when she got mince. That after how many years I'm going to be eating mince? After how many years I'm going to be seeing meat? And these are favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we are enjoying every day. What is that one basket of fruit? What is that one favor daily? Of course, gratitude and gratefulness towards that person. But the lesson to take, that the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. If you try and enumerate, count the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will never be able to count even one favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That in that one favor, there are millions and billions and trillions of favors. That you're putting that morsel of food into our mouth, now what size the fingers make it, and how the mind calculates, and how the teeth chew, and how the saliva comes, and how it goes down, and the digestion, and all the things, we cannot count in favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we will realize and ponder upon the ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will come into the heart. When the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will come into the heart, like that person was leaving the fruit there, and the person said to his family members that you must be kind to this person. Nobody had to give him a bayan and encourage him and teach him that he must be kind to that person who was showing favors to him. Like that, nobody will have to tell us that now it is the time of Fajr Salah. Sayyid Sulaiman Nadvi Sahib Rahmatullahi Alayh, when he came into the Khanqah of Hazrat Shah Mawlana Muhammad Ashraf Ali Thani Sahib Rahmatullahi Alayh, then he said that Wada Milne Ka Shabi Akhir Mein Hai, O Allah, the time to meet you, the time when I can converse with you, when I can pour my heart out to you, is in the early hours in the morning. Subah Sehish Intizar Shah Mein. Now the sun has only risen. I've just read my Fajr Salah. It's not even the time of Ishraq. I'm already waiting for the night to come. That when will I be able to be just with my beloved? So, oh Allah, there be nothing in my heart except Dil Mera Ho Jai Ek Meydan Hu. Oh Allah, my heart must become an open field. There must be nothing in there. Tu Hi Tu Ho, Tu Hi Tu Ho, Tu Hi Tu. Only you. Wherever I see, I must only see you. I see the sunrise, I must see you. I see my plate of food, I must see you. I see my child, I must see you. So, bas mere dil mein teri muhabbat rahe. Oh Allah, there must be nothing else in my heart besides your love. Zindagi meri paabandi sunnat rahe. My life must be in conformity and I must be punctual upon every sunnat of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because the sunnat of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah says, is the most beloved and the most blessed way and the best way of life to follow. سامنے ایسا خوف قیامت رہے سب گناہوں سے میری حفاظت رہے. That oh Allah, that love of yours must lead me to such fear of yours. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Quran Sharif, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. We are in the month of Ramadan Sharif, and the month where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with a lot of love and a lot of compassion is telling us that we have ordained fasting upon you like it was ordained upon the people before you. They managed, you will manage. It is something which is difficult to stay away from your food and drink, etc. It's a little bit difficult outwardly. But the people before you, they managed. You will also manage. But what is the object? لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. So that taqwa may come into our life. And just now when I was mentioning, what our Shaykh teaches us, that Umar pachpan ki ho gayi. Bachpan nahi gaya. That our lives are now, we are 55 already. And we are, our childhood, our tomfoolery hasn't gone. We are busy with the cell phone, we are busy with the WhatsApps and the Facebooks and you name it. Allah, just in this month of Ramadan, just a week or two before that, two marital cases came, both of them being destroyed because of the social media, because of the WhatsApp, because the wife got involved with somebody else through WhatsApp. Husband got involved with somebody else through WhatsApp. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with understanding. Samne is, oh Allah, this month of Ramadan, it must lead us, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, so that the taqwa may come into our life. What is taqwa? Our Hazrat teaches us to apply brakes, to take precaution, to be careful. You're driving on the highway, something came in front, an animal, children were playing, you were driving on the road, children were playing, the ball came in front, you pressed brakes. Hazrat says, this is taqwa. When the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes before us, and then the person doesn't have to choose. Naturally, I say, may Allah will be displeased with this. How can I displease my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Hazrat tells us that one time, Hazrat Shah Maulana Muhammad Hakim Akhtar Sahib rahmatullah alayhi, they were sewing a garment for him, and just to measure it, just as a measurement, they were putting it on for him, his kurta or jubba, whatever it was, and for a second it went below his ankle. He said, take it off. Not for a split second must I disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Shorten it, and then we'll measure, then we'll put it on to see if it fits or not. So even for that split second, they didn't want to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah, in front of me, that taqwa must always, that fear, not the fear that you have of a lion, or the fear of a thug, or a robber, or something, or a snake, or something harmful, but such fear that will lead me to your obedience, that I mustn't be involved in an action that will displease my beloved. That love is that outgoing quality that my beloved mustn't become displeased. Whether I get something in, and Allah is that shakur, Allah is that really appreciating being, that we do a little, as they say in Urdu, only katakar shahidon mein naam likhwa dete. That we just cut our finger a little bit and get our names written in the register of martyrs. That in this day and age, where we are so far from the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that we'll just do a little bit and Allah will appreciate very, very much. That you'll practice on one sunnah and you'll get the sawab of 100 martyrs. No time now to go into the virtue and the merit of what the sawab of a martyr is. So Allah, this month of Ramadan and every other aspect, everything should bring such fear in me, such consciousness in me, in my heart, that I must never ever disobey you. Sab gunah ul sayyam ili hifazat rahe, that I must stay away from all disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I mustn't disobey you in the least, because gunah is like filling a bucket with a hole. A person trying to fill that bucket all the time, but it's got a hole in it. The water is going to leak out. We can be making how much ibadat? We can be reading how much tilawat? Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells him, ittaqil maharim takun a'bad al-nas. Just stay away from the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You will become the most pious person in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not advise a lot of, we should try. Didn't advise a lot of nafal rozas and tilawat and a lot of extra salat and tahajjud and we should try. That through optional ibadat, a person becomes close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I will become his eyes by which he sees. I will become his limbs by which he walks. I will become his hands by which he touches. So to say, he will become beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So stay away from your guna. Oh Allah, that sab guna se meri hifazat rahe, that I become so pabund of sunnat, I become so conscious of the sunnat of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that it must save me from your disobedience. And it must bring into my life that taqwa, that I'm 55 years old, 60 years old, 70 years old, how many Ramadans we have made. Did that taqwa and did that Allah consciousness really come into me? Further, Hazrat Wala rahmatullah alayhi says, May jahabi rahu, jis fiza mein rahu, mera taqwa hamesha salamat rahe. That oh Allah, wherever I may be, whether I'm on earth, whether I'm in a ship, on the waters, whether I'm in an aeroplane, in the air, whether I'm in my business place, whether I'm at home, whether I'm in public, whether I'm in the masjid, then it mustn't be just a show. My taqwa must be salamat. I must be steadfast upon it. That I must always be conscious of your being. I must be always conscious. Ke jo tu chupke karta hai ahle jahan se, koi dekhta hai tujhe aasman se. That which you are hiding to do from the gazes of people, that somebody will see me doing this, somebody will see me going to the movies, somebody will see me, Allah save us, somebody will see me going into the casino, or somebody, what will people think? What will Allah think? Allah is ever watchful. Allah is basir. Allah sees, and Allah seeing is not like ours. Allah does not need his eyes to see. Allah sees everything. Allah knows everything. So, mera taqwa hamesha salamat rahe, wherever I may be. Oh Allah, may make me such. May it be so that I be pabund of my taqwa. I be steadfast upon it. It must not break. As Hazrat Wala teaches us that a person, we say, is ba'wudu. That is always in wudu. 24 hours of the day he's got wudu. But it happens, he's got to go and relieve himself. He falls asleep. The whole night we're sleeping 6 hours, 8 hours. The moment he falls asleep, wudu is broken. He wakes up, he makes wudu again. Wudu breaks, he makes wudu again. We say he's ba-wudu. Like that our taqwa, it can happen. We are insan, we make mistakes. But immediately we mend it. We repair it. we make up for it. We come to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We make tawbah. We beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to overlook our sins. We beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us. And in this way, we build our bond again with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah, may be that my taqwa never ever breaks. And if perchance it happens, and oh Allah, make it, you forgive me. And I become again one with taqwa. Further, Hazrat Allah rahmatullahi alayhi says, Sari dunya hi se mujhko nafrat rahe. Bas tere naam ki dil mein lazzat rahe. Oh Allah, I should have a dislike, a disinclination towards dunya. Dunya, anything which will take a person away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No matter what it may be, no matter how expensive it may be, no matter how luxurious it may be, but if it takes a person towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and doesn't make a person unmindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that won't be dunya. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam lived with his family. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was jovial with Sahaba ikram radiallahu ta'ala and majma'in. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's akhlaq, etc., all that. So, anything that takes a person away from the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, anything that makes a person disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the love of something comes into the heart so much that it gives preference to it more than the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that will be termed as dunya. So, Hazrat Allah rahmatullah alayhi is saying, Sari dunya se mujhko nafrat rahe, oh Allah, anything which takes me away from you, oh Allah, I should have a disinclination for it. I should dislike it. I should avoid it. I should run away from it. Bas tere naam ke dil mein lazzat rahe. Oh Allah, the sweetness of your name must be in my heart all the time. How our Buzurgan Adin used to say that from every pore of the body, the name of Allah should come out. The name of Allah should ooze out. That wherever I see you, whatever I do, I should only see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'm reading Quran Sharif, I must see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'm reading al Salah, I must see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are dini aspects. Even in dunyawi aspects, I'm going to the toilet, that if we read the dua, when we come out, Ghufranak, Alhamdulillah, alladhi azhaba anni al-adha wa aatani. That, oh Allah, first of all, we seek your forgiveness, that I have to relieve myself. These were moments in which I couldn't even take your name. Pardon me for that. And oh Allah, you are so great, you are so great that all these harmful things that was in my tummy, you removed it. Had it not been for that, then what my condition would have been? So even in that condition, we think of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But all the time, we should only see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even in my eating, as Hazrat Allah teaches us, where did every ingredient in that plate come from? The rice and the spice and all the different things, where did it come from? So to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then to say Allah, and then to say Allah. They said that they drink water cold, so that the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can come from the depths and the crevices of the heart. So we should get the sweetness of the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the hadith which we are taught here all the time, that person who will look after his gazes, makhafati, out of the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he will find the sweetness of iman in his heart. And as Rakim Sahib or Dada Shaykh Rahmatullahi Ali Arif Billah used to say, that person who found that sweetness of the heart, as it is mentioned in the hadith, it will never ever come out from his heart again. La yakhruju minhu abada, it will never come out. Meaning that inshallah this person will die with this iman. And that is the object of life. That we go with belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We go that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be pleased with us. Further, Hazrat Allah rahmatullahi alayhi says, Mere dil mein tera dard ulfat rahe. Meri dunya ulfat salamat rahe. That, oh Allah, in my heart must only be the pain of your love. That ecstasy, that enjoyment, that pleasure of taking your name, that pleasure of just thinking of you all the time, that that whatever I am doing, even if I am fulfilling my dunyawi responsibilities, earning a living, doing my work. One person came to Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his hands were rough and coarse. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he made Mustafa, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him what, he said, I earn my living in a very hard way. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kissed those hands. So whatever a person is doing, he mustn't forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That this bakar, my hand is in my doing, in my work. I've got to do this. I have to fulfill my responsibilities. I have to earn a living, whatever the case may be. But I don't forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One is a person like me. I'm reading my sunnah salah. Or nafil, I'm in salah. I'm in the masjid. But I'm not there. I'm here, but I'm not here. I'm now in the post office. I'm now at the bank. I'm now I'm going to the market, I have to do this after Salah, I have to meet that person. I come to the masjid with the object that I've got a parcel to give that person, I'll keep it in my pocket, I'll just meet him, I'll just give it to him. So I'm in the masjid, but I'm not here. And one is that person who is everywhere else, but he's with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah, make me from amongst those that all the time it should only be you and you and you, and this connection with you should not break at any time. Aashiqon mein mera naam likh jayega, apne aamal par gar nadamat rahe. Oh Allah, my name be written in the register of the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Apne aamal par gar nadamat rahe. When I am shameful and I really feel remorseful and I feel grief over my actions. Hi, what has happened? My whole life has passed. It has passed like a snap, just like a dream, just like a flash in a pan. Now the other day I was in school, now the other day I was in madrasa, now the other day I got married, now the other day this happened. And you sit back and you look and you see 30 years, 40 years, 50 years ago. Oh Allah, how did my life just go away? Now that I'm pondering upon this, and now that I'm grieving, and now that I've become sorrowful upon wasted time and lost time, then when I have this, when this condition will come into me, then inshaAllah, with the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, my name will get written into the registers of the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yani marzi pe har arzu ho fida, aur dil mein bhi uski na hasrat rahe, that oh Allah, I sacrifice every pleasure of mine, every desire of mine, every whim and fancy of mine upon your pleasure. As Hazrat Hakim Sahib rahmatullah alayhi could really read Quran Sharif, but we're just reading it literally. These people, when they read, Quran Sharif spoke to them. Quran Sharif opened up to them. And the teachers are, Kulin kana abaukum wa abnaukum, that say, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if your parents and your offspring and your spouses and your businesses and your mansions and all these things become more beloved to you than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then wait for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's command. And Hazrat made it so easy for us. So easy that make the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala 51%, automatically everything else will be 49%. The love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be ahab, it will be more beloved. That everything else, secondary, the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would be sitting with his family, and the adhan would be called out, the complexion of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would change, his condition would change. He was sitting with Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala, our beloved mother, and so that, who are you? I'm Aisha. Which Aisha? The daughter of Abu Bakr. Who is Abu Bakr? Now the connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything else secondary. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless it to us all. Me first of all. In next couple, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi says, Mir, bas dil mein dard muhabbat rahe. Meri dunya ay ulfat salamat rahe. Again this couple, Meri dunya ay ulfat salamat rahe. It's sir, dil mein dard muhabbat rahe. That pain, that fire, that flame of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should be in the heart. And where will we get it? We'll get it in the company of the Ahlullah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Kunu ma'a sadiqin. Stay in the company of the sadiqin. Those who are sadiq fit taqwa. That ye aag lagti nahi, lagai jati hai. This flame of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it doesn't just come about. It is transferred from heart to heart. From bosom to bosom. This is the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam transferred it into the hearts of the Sahaba ikram radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in. And who were these people? Wallah, we cannot comprehend what type of people they were. We will think that even the angels felt ashamed of themselves in front of Sahaba ikram radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in. And that Abu Dharr radiallahu ta'ala was more famous in the heavens than he was on earth. These were such great people. So that it was transferred from Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to Sahaba. From Sahaba ikram radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in to the next generation and to the next generation right up till today. So this love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you are looking for it, then come into the company of the sadiqeen, of the sadiq fit taqwa. Inshallah, this love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be transferred into the heart. And when it comes into the heart, Hazrat Allah rahmatullah alayhi says, Meri dunya hai ulfat salamat rahe. Now that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses it to me, I must not disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I must not break it in any way. It must stay constant. I must stay steadfast upon it. And in the last couple of Hazrat Allah rahmatullah alayhi says, Roz wa shab qalb akhtar ki hai ye dua. Meri mawla meri istiqamat rahe. Day and night, it is the yearning and the feeling and the desire of my heart, from the crevices of my heart, that, oh Allah, this love that you have blessed me with, that's this steadfastness on sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Thus that you have brought me into the deen, that al-yawma akmaltu lakum deenakum, today I have perfected your religion for you. Wa raditu lakum al-islam deena, and I am happy with this deen for you. Now that, oh Allah, you have blessed me with iman, this is your favor. You gave me birth in a Muslim home. This is your favor. You chose that I must be the ummah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is your favor. Oh Allah, it is your wisdom. Now that you have blessed me with all these things, oh Allah, don't take it away. Rabbana la tuzigh qulubana ba'da idh hadaytana. Oh Allah, let us not go astray after you have shown us the straight path. Oh Allah, after you have blessed us with your love, you have blessed us with an inkling of what the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is, then oh Allah, let it be in our hearts, in our lives all the time. Let it not break even for a split moment, that I must be steadfast upon it all the time till the day I die, and inshallah leave this world with iman, with afiyat, with the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah bless it to me first of all, thereafter to everybody.
MashaAllah, we've got one brother, Dr. Abdul Ghani. He's originally from Nigeria, but he's stationed in New Zealand for many years now. He's a medical doctor. He served for the United Nations in Mozambique also. He went to the UK. He specialized also. And living in New Zealand for his home country, Nigeria has got a lot of fikr. And thing that I want to highlight really, that he has come from New Zealand here just for a 15-minute mashura. Though alhamdulillah we spend more time with him, but just for a mashura of 15 minutes, and which could be done by telephone, by email also, but that fikr of deen that he's got. So we just ask him to explain that fikr that he's got and what work they are doing. And mashallah, a medical doctor and so much of fikr for deen. Allah give us also that spirit to have this concern for deen and how deen can come alive in the world and to sacrifice for deen, inshallah.
Nahmaduhu wa nasalli ala rasulil kareem. Alhamdulillah. My respected Adrat Sahib, respected ulama and my sheikh, my brothers and friends. Alhamdulillah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the fikri of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, whatever introduction he has done is wishing good of me, even though I don't really deserve this. But being in this majlis is a great honor for me, and I cannot thank Allah enough, because this is a kind of gathering that alhamdulillah that is changing the world, and that this is the only means by which the deen will spread across the whole globe. So the words of Allah and the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is completely truth. The deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will enter every house, whether make or break or mad. The only thing is that we each and every one of us have to think that and ask Allah and beg Allah that he should also be used as a means of this. Because Allah does not depend on anyone of us. We all depend on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not to take much of your time really, just to come straight away to the topic. I don't have any exemplary in myself. I don't have any quality that is worth mentioning. However, as we have heard from our elders and our mashaykh, the work of the deen today is the responsibility of each and every one of us. Whatever profession we find ourselves, we have to take up the work of Rasulullah, because Nabi Muhammad is the last prophet and no more prophet after Rasulullah. And also we are the last ummah. After this ummah, there is no more ummah. So Allah has given us this great responsibility of balagu anni wala ayah. So we have to try and convey through this. But there is no effort of deen that will take place without the knowledge. And the knowledge we get from our mashaykh and the ulama ikram. So alhamdulillah, as Sheikh has mentioned, Adrasab has mentioned, I've had the big opportunity of being around the globe. But notwithstanding, everywhere I go, one to understand is that all the problems, either individual problems, community problems, national problems, war problems, will be solved only through the effort of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And for this, everybody has to think, what can I do? What can I do? Everybody, Allah has put special quality in everyone. Everyone has got a special quality, especially this ummah of Rasulullah, because we have been specially chosen. So alhamdulillah, for this same reason, alhamdulillah, even though I don't, since 1991, I've been away from Nigeria, but everywhere I go, I realize that there is still, I have some responsibility. And this responsibility has to be discharged, because the moment one dies, there's no other opportunity. There's only one chance. So alhamdulillah, I'm seeing the situation in Nigeria, many of us who have been to Nigeria, barak of your dua and your fikri, that alhamdulillah, all these steps have been taken, and barak of the dua of our mashaykh. So alhamdulillah, is really very pathetic, very pathetic. One thing that I realize is, especially whenever I go visit Nigeria, and as you know, is the most populous country in this part of the world, in Africa. But I realized even in terms of the dunya, it's all even down. I mean, they are not even getting the dunya. The dunya is not even there. So I always get worried and bother my heart that even if you don't have dunya, as people look at it, should we not get the akhirah? So this is really a bit of concern that we have to do something. And of course, we can point fingers, but the rest of the fingers to me, myself, that I'm responsible for whatever is happening. Because whatever is happening among the ummah today, everybody has to think, I'm also part of this. Because if we take this responsibility, not only the humans will benefit, as we have heard from our mashaykh, even the animals, the other creations will benefit. Because Allah said, Nabi Muhammad at Rama, Ramatullah Alameen. So alhamdulillah, on this basis, then we start thinking, what could we do? We have to do something. Because alhamdulillah, the effort of Dawah has started almost the same year, or about the same year that the effort entered South Africa. But up to today, we cannot point to one particular institution, Islamic institution, that is according to the message of our elders, that is according to the full sunnah of Rasulullah. So on this note, we started making some effort, meeting our mashaykh about 8 years ago. I remember coming to meet Adrat Saab here and taking advice, taking the dua from him. Alhamdulillah, barakah his advice and his dua. I remember that day he really made me so happy. He said, send at least 10 students, even if more. I felt so happy. You know, it's as if I cannot express it. But alhamdulillah, subhanAllah, what? And I visited some few madaris, even in Durban, Zakaria's, and other places. And after that, I visited some madaris in England, in Canada, in India, including Durban, alhamdulillah, Fiji Island, Australia. Alhamdulillah, went around to see the effort, just to try and get myself more motivated. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. Then we started sending students here. And alhamdulillah, we sent 4 students. Alhamdulillah, which Adrat Saab was very, very happy after sending these students. Alhamdulillah, by the mercy of Allah, 2 of them just graduated today. Alhamdulillah, there are other students as well that Adrat Saab and this Mubarak place has really supported us in this respect. So alhamdulillah, after sending the 4 students, as Allah wish, we couldn't get visa more for anyone to come. We tried in various ways, but didn't happen. Until when we made mashura with the elders, in particularly Maulana Ahmed Latsat, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elongate his life and give more barakah to life. And he said, okay, why don't you try Pakistan? So alhamdulillah, we started sending students to Pakistan. And by the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have got 3 students who have graduated Alim course, and also they have also done 1 year in the path of Allah, and also they have completed their takasus, and one is doing iftar at this moment. And in addition, we have 3 lady students there, and also 5 students who are still in the Alim course. So alhamdulillah, so from there we started the maktab. Alhamdulillah, maktab is in process now, in the fourth year in Nigeria. and by the mercy of Allah, inshallah, we intend to start the tafis this year, in this year, inshallah. And alhamdulillah, we also have acquired some land, pieces of land for boys as well for the girls. And the purpose of my going to Nigeria, being in Nigeria this time, is to start the building, because alhamdulillah, as far as the human resources is concerned, we have some that can start the work. In addition, also we've got some ulama as well, whom we have not fully supported during their course, but they are very happy to give khidma with the Abroad Islamic Trust. Alhamdulillah, this is some of the effort we are doing, and by the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is all barakah the dua, your dua. You must have cried in the night that this is coming up. It's not that there are no madaris in Nigeria, please get me right. There are lot of madaris, but the fikri, it might be a little bit different. And also another thing is that some people have individually started some madaris, but what happens is that as soon as they die, other fikri comes in. And not only that, there are other efforts that is also going on, that is also destabilizing the effort of dawah, that is in keeping with the message of our elders, or that is according to the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And because of this, people are even more confused today. Are more confused, and unfortunately, now with all apology, the so-called ulama, they are not really concentrating on the real work. But in fact, they are more concentrating on how to acquire the dunya. You know, so this is the situation, especially in Nigeria. And as you know, alhamdulillah, Nigeria, because of its population, because of its affluence, it has a lot of effect on West Africa. So alhamdulillah, we have target for 16 countries, and inshallah, we want to start from somewhere, and inshallah, from there, we just want to try to extend across Nigeria, across West Africa, and inshallah, by grace of Allah, our intention is across the whole world. Alhamdulillah, with the efforts we are making here, and with the dua of the Adwat and all our mashaykh and our companions, inshallah, very soon, Islam will cover the whole of Africa and the whole world, inshallah. So what we request from you is please make dua for us, and alhamdulillah, barakah of this effort, and barakah of this kind of mubarak sittings, alhamdulillah, there is changes in the world. And we should not feel despondent of what is happening. The whole world, they are not happy. The West is not happy. We are not happy. Why? Because we lost the deen of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Inshallah, when the deen reestablished, inshallah, everyone, not only the human being, but even the animals also will benefit, inshallah. Jazakumullah khair. Oh, subhanallah. Yes, alhamdulillah. I'm not a politician, but because of living in the Western world, alhamdulillah, we have a lot of information, and which really even the locals, they don't even know. Because today I came here, please forgive me, somebody was asking me, how is Boko Haram? You know, how is Boko Haram? So, and this kind of things are artificially made, you know, to harm the Islam. It's nothing has to do with Islam at all. So, and we need to get things right. Because yes, I think yesterday, a time will come when they make the lie, falsification, a profession. And this is the age. So sometimes we see things and we think that is real. It's not. It's far from the truth. You know, it's far from the truth. And we have been deceived in many ways. Not only group, not only family, not only nation, the whole world has been deceived many times. So we have to be quite very, very careful. Especially with this day of the media, you know, we have to be very careful. And this is why our elders are saying to us, we have to be very careful about the use of all these social media. This social media, well, it might have some little advantage, but it is meant to destroy our iman, primarily. It's not meant to give us opportunity. Because even when we might get little information about the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but I can tell you a lot of information will be falsified and they will portray it as deen. So really, we have to be very, very careful. And so for this, you know, all this, what to finish this is the effort of iman,
an effort of ilm. When there is iman and there is knowledge, you see that people will come to have the reality, and they will not just interpret things on face value, but rather they would find out exactly what is going on and concentrate more on the purpose of our life. When we have the concentration on this, on the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will not have distraction. You know, we will not have distraction. And because, unfortunately, you know, because today we are not, we did know that we don't know our deen. And people have studied our deen so much to the extent that even now many professors are not Muslim, but they are teaching Muslim and giving them doctorate degree in the university. You know, so when we study our deen, especially learn from our kabirins, take dua for them, keep their company, inshallah, all this fortification will be disappeared. Because when the light comes, the darkness disappears. So for this reason, inshallah, please make dua for us. Alhamdulillah, the current president is making some effort, but the point is that it's very, very challenging for him because the people around him, they don't have the same message with him. He has sympathy for the poor, he has sympathy for everyone, but people who are trying to exploit the country want to keep exploiting the country. So when they see a barrier, they want to do every possible best, either to protect bad image of that or to try and destabilize such a country. So, but whatever the case, what we pray for us is what comes from Allah and His Rasul. We take these things seriously, the effort of these, and sit with the akabirins, take the dua for the akabirins, inshallah, slowly, slowly, it might be because this has been destroyed for many years, eventually, we'll get fruit out of it.